Welcome to this demonstration of the BlueSparks digital microphone. And in this demonstration, I just want to give you a physical description of the mic, what else you get in the box, and how it sounds using the microphone both on an iOS device, in my case, the iPhone 6S, and of course, my Mac Air running Amadeus Pro. You can also use the microphone on a PC running Windows as well. So the actual microphone itself, it's a metal cylinder, basically, and at the top of it, you have the condenser microphone with a grill on the front and the back of it. And then down towards the bottom of the microphone on one side is a flick switch for focus on and off, which can add to better quality recording when you're recording a voice in particular. And then at the opposite edge of that slide switch, so on the other side of the mic, you have a thumb wheel with gradations in it to make it easier to turn clockwise and anti-clockwise. So that thumb wheel has a couple of different functions. The first function is to turn the volume up and down, and if you push it in or press it in once, it actually mutes the sound. If you push it again, it unmutes the sound. Then if you hold that button in, the thumb wheel in, for about 3 to 4 seconds, and of course, a light changes on the mic itself, but I like to think about holding it into 3 or 4 seconds. The function then changes to changing the sensitivity of the mic, going clockwise and counterclockwise again, and also to mute and unmute the mic by pressing the button once to mute and pressing again to unmute. And then of course, if you hold it again for 3 to 4 seconds, it comes back to the volume up and down and mute volume control. At the bottom of the actual microphone itself, there's a little small rectangular port, and that's where the actual cable itself plugs into. The mic comes with two cables. One cable has a lightning connector, so you can plug it into an iOS device such as an iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And of course, the other cable has a USB connector. And of course, that's where you attach it to a Mac or a PC running Windows. Coming off the cable where it connects into the microphone, you have another lead coming off with a 3.5mm headphone jack. And that's where you plug in the monitoring headset. And of course, that's what I'm currently doing when I'm doing this recording with the BlueSparks digital mic on my iPhone here at the moment. The microphone comes with a stand that I've currently got it sitting in, and the stand actually has a shock cradle in the middle, and that's where the microphone basically slots into. And what I tend to do when I'm setting this up, I grab the cable and pull it through the hole where the microphone sits in the cradle, and then connect the cable to the microphone, and then push the microphone back down into the hole, which then sits comfortably in that shock cradle. And the great thing about the shock cradle is that if I bump the table a little bit like that, you're not getting too much sound reverberation coming back through the microphone because it is sitting in that shock cradle quite comfortably. And the shock cradle can move backwards and forwards to adjust the microphone to the actual position you want. And the positioning of the microphone, I've actually got the thumb wheel of the mic facing towards me, and that's where the microphone is on the top. So that would mean that the focus on off switch would be at the back furthest away from me. So besides the microphone, the two cables and the shock cradle, you also get a soft carry pouch, of course, to carry the microphone in and the two cables, and of course a user's manual. So that's a description of the microphone and basically what comes in the box and how it's all set up. When I'm using it with my iPhone, in this case, I should just let you know that the audio of VoiceOver is coming through my headset, which is attached to the monitoring cable. It's actually not coming through the speaker on the iPhone. So just be aware of that. So when you plug in the mic via the lightning cable to the iPhone, you'll have to wear some headphones to listen to what VoiceOver is saying on your iPhone. Otherwise, you won't be able to listen to VoiceOver at all. By the way, the app that I've been using on the iPhone is Simple Rec. And basically what happens is as soon as you plug in the lightning cable that's attached to the mic into your iPhone, it starts using that external source straight away. And the reason why I like that one, mainly for two reasons, you can flick left or right to start and stop recording. You can play the recording back in the app as well. And of course, you can also send it off to Dropbox, which is what I normally do when I want to edit the recording that I've done on my iPhone. So what I thought I might do, I might just pause this recording on my iPhone, and I'm going to go and grab my Mac Air, and I'll finish the recording off using my Mac Air with Amadeus Pro. Okay, so here we are back with the Blue Sparks digital mic again. And of course, this time running on my Mac Air here. And of course, all I had to really do was just change cables from the Lightning connector cable to the USB cable. Plug that into my Mac, run Amadeus Pro, and I've already got Amadeus Pro to set up to both be output for my Sparks microphone and the input for the Sparks as well. And I'm not monitoring via Amadeus, I'm monitoring via my headset, which I then replugged into the new USB cable. So this is what it sounds like on my Mac Air, and really there's not that much difference between using it on my iPhone versus using it on my Mac Air. It's exactly the same microphone, of course. The monitoring is just as good, and of course I can hear myself quite clearly on these Beats Studio wireless headphones. Now the other thing they do mention, if you happen to get your breaths going onto the condenser microphone a bit, is of course to use a puff filter to stop your breaths hitting the actual microphone itself. And of course I can either use this microphone without or with my puff filter that I also use for my microphone that I've also got plugged into my mixer as well. So that completes this demonstration of the Blue Sparks digital microphone, what the microphone is, what you get with the mic, and how you use it with your iPhone or other iOS device, i.e. iPod Touch or iPad, and how you use it with the Mac. Remember, it comes with both of those cables, a Lightning connector cable and a USB cable. You plug in the headset to monitor it, and as I mentioned, I used the Simple Rec app on my iPhone to do the recording on the iPhone. And of course, I'm using Amadeus Pro here on my Mac to do this recording. So that completes this demonstration. As usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.